You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, I was looking. We have our first snow bet, and you are the first one up. Your prediction was October 1st.
Okay.
So you've got about, 17, 18 days? Less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, a good chance. I was looking at some of the weather types. We're posting images on Instagram this weekend about the peak fall colors. They say it's already started up in the Steamboat area. But come September 17th through October 1st, that's when like Gunnison and Grand Mesa and Aspen and all the biggies really start changing. So that's in 4 days or whatever? Like, we're getting into it. It's time.
Isn't it always based on how much rain we had or something like that? It's like moisture levels
determine the
timing of it, whether it's early or late. Or
that sounds familiar. I don't know.
I remember a few years ago, Gretchen and I took a trip to the Northeast, and one of the reasons we chose when we did in the fall was so that we would see all the explosion of colors that everybody talks about in Vermont,
beautiful.
New Hampshire, and stuff like that, and we mistimed it. I mean, because you got to buy your tickets in advance, and you have to book vacation in advance, so we threw a dart, and took a chance that we would be there at the right time. No.
Dog missed it.
We missed it by 2 weeks or something.
Worst leaf viewing ever.
Yeah, everything was green. Whatever.
Well, I will say it is fall. It's officially fall at my house. It was kind of funny yesterday because Nick Nack went out and wandered into the garage and was digging through some stuff, and she found her Bronco flag. So she went out front and unraveled it and stuck it in the flag holder. I took a picture of it. I posted it on my Instagram, and I just said something like, I didn't put this up.
I saw your picture.
And then right next to the Bronco flag is a cute little mini flag that says welcome, and it's got fall colors, and it's like a little fall wreath. And Kevin on there said, trust me, when you look at the picture, it's obvious that the flowery welcome sign is yours, referring to me. And Kevin,
That's true
than you know, buddy. Because as Nick Nack was placing that flag in, because she was so excited because the Broncos were playing, I said, I don't want to sound all girly here, but what do you say we head on over to Hobby Lobby and look at the fall decor that they got out? I'd like to get some new fall stuff. And she's like, well, Hobby Lobby's closed today. First of all, I was like, ah, damn it. So it's like Tuesday mornings. So she's like, all right, if you want to. So we went over to Tuesday morning and got some more fall stuff. And then during the game, I just added a splash of color to the interior of the house, Dom. Everything looks very festive. Looks really good.
So let me get this straight. So your wife sat on the couch
and
cheered on the Broncos with their big victory while you were scurrying around putting up
I got a new table runner that has pumpkins on it and a new wreath for the front door. I put a little scarecrow guy out front.
Do your little manly buddies know that you are this way?
I'm sure they were peeking out the window, watching me scamper around, putting all this stuff up in my little fall apron. I don't care. I think the house looks great.
Why are you that way?
It's my most favorite time of the year, hands down.
No,
and I like the colors.
Don't get me wrong.
I love it.
September, October, I just eat it up, man, with
a
spoon.
I just have a touch for this, Dom.
I've never scurried around putting up decorations, though, so...
And I will tell you, it was quite a scurry. I was, back and forth to every little room. And
the Broncos won, though. You heard?
I saw that. I watched a whole 4 minutes of the game I was zipping past the TV, putting my fall scented candles out.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you something. Speaking of your outdoor stuff. Remember, we got a note from our HOA, a warning about the bushes out front that needed to be trimmed that we didn't want to trim because we were ready to yank them out. We had already turned in the,
the Architectural Design Committee.
Yes, we turned into the Architectural Design Committee that we want to yank all these bushes out. So I wrote back and I said, look, I'm not trimming jack until you guys make a ruling because I'm not going to trim something just to dig them all up and pull them out. And they finally got back and said, all right, you can pull out all your bushes. So we did, and then Gretchen's been busy planting a bunch of stuff. But here's what's funny is I looked out the window on, what morning was it? Was it yesterday morning? It was Saturday morning. And I saw a group of four women on a walk. It was probably about 8 o'clock Saturday morning. And they were stopping in front of, there's three houses on our little cul-de-sac. There's only three. And they were stopping and talking and pointing at various things. Mm. And it dawned on me,
they missed your bush.
Those are the Nazis right
there. Oh, they're checking on your bushes.
And they stopped in front of our house, and they were talking and pointing at things where Gretchen's been doing work in the front.
Oh, I hope they like it.
I just identified who they are. It's those four women.
Get your slingshot out. Start pelting them.
No, but I was eyeing them, you know, very suspiciously. Like
reading their body language.
Yes. When you're pointing like that, is your point saying, hey, that's really
great.
Good.
Right.
Or is that point saying, we're going to send them another letter.
There's another letter coming, Deborah.
I should have rushed out with like cake and, you know, mimosas.